And let's say it, what about if you bought a large quantity of flour that would come in a...
It would be in a bag.
Big bag, okay. What about if it was...
I mean, how large?
Let's say a great big bag.
I don't know, but they used to, I think years ago. I don't know how they do it now. They used to have them in cloth sacks.
Okay.
Because my mother used to make our dresses out of that.
Okay. If it's made out of cloth, do you usually then call it a sack?
Yeah.
And if it's made out of...
Paper, it's a bag.
Okay. What about the kind of rough material?
Burlap, similar to burlap.
Yeah.
That was called a croaker sack.
Croaker sack.
Yeah.
Would you ever call it a burlap bag?
Now I would.
Now you would. That's interesting. Okay.
I don't think I would have 25 years ago, but now I would.
Okay. What about if you went to the grocery store and you had several bags, the grocer might put them in a what? One of those square things?
A box.
Okay.
A cardboard box.
Cardboard box. Have you ever heard it called anything other than a cardboard box?
Except a pasteboard box.
Pasteboard. Is that old-fashioned as well?
Yeah.
That's an old-fashioned term.
To me it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's interesting, isn't it, how words
yeah,
change?
Yeah, it is.
What about if the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new...
Bulb.
Okay. And when you carry the washing out to hang it on the line, you carry it in a...
The first thing came in my mind, I don't carry it in anything. a clothes bag or a pail or a bucket or something that you can, with a handle on it usually.
Okay, what about if it's one of those wicker things, like... So with a big opening on top with maybe two handles?
Yeah.
What would you call that?
I don't know.
Would
I know they were wash tubs.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that was before my washing days.
let me see. Where do you do your washing? Do you do it at home?
I do it at home.
What do you call one of those places where they have coin-operated things?
A laundromat.
Call it a laundromat.
Or a wet wash.
Or a wet wash. Sometimes.
Right. You haven't heard that word yet.
You're the first person that said that.
Really?
Yeah.
But really, that's when they first opened, that was the only thing that everybody called them, was a wet wash.
A wet wash.
Right.
Okay. That's very interesting. Okay. let me see. And, would you ever call it a basket?
Yeah.
Basket. What about hamper?
A hamper, to me, is a thing that you put your dirty clothes in.
But it's not the, maybe with a top on it?
Well, I guess some people would carry them out. Ours is built in, so
okay.
That's all it has been, and I never carried it outside.
Okay. Let me see. And nails, what do they come in? They come in a small thing like a barrel, except it's smaller. You call that what?
Nails?
Yeah. Sometimes there's a small thing like that that you get beer in. Get beer in a
mug.
Okay.
Something else.
If you're gonna have a big party, you're gonna have lots of people, and you want to get.
Would it be a keg?
Yeah, that's what
I've heard it when you said beer.
You heard it that way.
Yeah.
Okay. A barrel or a keg, if it's made out of wood,
right.
They have these things around to hold it together.
A piece of tin. I know what you're talking about. It's like tin that goes around in it.
Okay. Just a few years ago, kids used to have this craze where they'd put them around their waist and they'd go around.
A hula hoop.
Yeah, okay.